Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
And welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast.
Where's our noises? What? You know, we don't have like a Merry Christmas one.
I guess we should have queued that up.
So,
is that the reindeer?
No, it's supposed to, yeah, maybe that's what it's supposed to be. I actually clicked on a bell. And I got a horse galloping.
Oh, well, let me see.
Is it broke? It's probably damaged.
It's not broken. Some of
is
these...
Is it user error?
Yeah, because the
oh,
button...
Oh, is it above?
The button is above the...
Oh, I see. You said the
where the prints.
Well, that doesn't sound Christmassy either.
Well, that kind of does.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Okay, next. Anyways, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope everyone had a... wonderful Christmas and staying safe and warm the best that you can. Shout out to my peeps in New York because I know it's freaking cold and the snow is about to, you know, the height of their head. So
that's a yeah, oh my god, upstate New York is crazy.
Good luck on that, guys.
I can't imagine then just like being stranded or whatever.
Well,
the
we've
storm.
Been stranded.
No, we haven't. Imagine.
We were stranded at work. Remember, they were like,
Oh, no, we weren't stranded. Like, we got the fuck out of
I
there.
I know, but if we
did, we were almost stranded, yeah.
I don't know, I felt like stranded. Like, if you just can't go, then, you know.
So, the storm...
We were praying the whole time, though.
The storm started Friday and then through Sunday. That was fucking crazy.
And that's just the beginning, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. See,
like that.
Usually get that in you know, like February or whatever. But, damn, that's really unusual. Christmas is pretty mild.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. No, we've been, it's been a while. It's been over a month since our last episode, the Halloween episode, the not on Halloween, but Halloween episode. Mm-hmm. We aired it on like the second week in November. We were late on that. And then this topic is actually sort of on time. So it's only a day after Christmas. But yes, hopefully everybody got whatever they wanted and stuff like that. You know, inflation sucks and all that. But hopefully, you know, you got sort of what you wanted.
Or at least got time to spend with your family.
Oh, yes. The time spent with the family is...
Did you get what you wanted?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You liar.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Time,
I did
good
not
time.
Get what I want.
Really?
Yeah.
That clock purse wasn't.
No,
really
I'm
good?
Talking about I wanted to win the Powerball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Well, everybody wants that.
I know. Yeah. But that was on my Christmas list. Specifically.
One of these Christmases.
Yeah, for sure.
So today we're going to be talking about Krampus.
Are you saying the name right?
Krampus. No, that's Krampus would be how you say it in Boston. Krampus would be Krampus snot, or however you, Krampus snot is how you say it in German, Krampus snot, and I believe, yeah, so it's either Krampus, Krampus snot, however you say
snot?
It, snot, yeah.
Really?
Krampus snot.
Oh my God.
My bad German accent. So anyway, Krampus is a half goat, half demon, bearing horns, dark hair, fangs, and a long tongue. Comes with chains and bells that he lashes about, along with a bundle of birch sticks meant to swat naughty children. So it's symbolic for the Krishna bind and the chains are.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So about Krampus, he comes from German folklore, shows up in towns at night on December 5th, known as Krampusnacht. Oh, wait, Krampusnacht is December 5th, the night of Krampus. Or Krampus
yeah, we're late.
Night. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whoop. Oh, my God.
One day so, we'll get it together.
Some German fans were probably yelling at me like, nine! Yeah. That's not how you say nine! No disrespect, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm just talking crazily and just whatever pops in my head, it just like pops out of there.
Oh my God.
So he is...
Okay, just checking on the dog.
Sorry. She's got a fuzzy hanging out of her mouth. He is the dark half of St. Nicholas. Details for Krampus only emerged during the 19th century. Folklorists recorded the costumes worn during Krampuslauf, or the Krampus Run. So, yeah, Krampuslauf was a festival celebrating Krampus, and then people in Germany would like run. Actually, it was like in what's that?
Like run with the bulls?
Sort of like that. Yeah, I guess it's like sort of a festival like that, but it's only in like in a certain part of Germany where it started. I believe like the western part. I have it in my notes somewhere. And people would like dress up, you know, with horns and all that, and then they would drink beer, and then just like some people would like whip other people with these like twigs or whatever.
And just, didn't we watch that before? Wasn't that like on something?
The festival? Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically what they do. And then it happens on December 5th. Krampus was more of a category of monster than an individual monster. Oh, so in the Alpines is where the folklore is. So Alpine in Germany. Krampus may have derived from the Middle German word Krell, meaning claw, or Bavarian word meaning Krampen, or Bavarian word Krampen, meaning something lifeless and dried out. Different versions vary. Krampus may have multiple horns, carry a pitchfork, or carry a woven basket around for the naughtiest of children. Sometimes has one human foot and one hoofed foot. Wow.
Oh,
so he needs different shoe sizes.
Yeah.
He needs...
So one leg is higher than the other?
Yeah. And then he needs a pair of Nikes in one foot and then a pair of Crocs in the other. Or is it a Croc and a Nike? Or a Croc and
a hoof.
A hoof, right?
You can get a hoof and a Croc? Do they have goat Crocs?
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. So after 1980, postcards depicting Krampus appeared in Austria, Hungary, and other parts of Germany as time went on. These postcards had Krampus either punishing kids or hanging out with a half-naked female.
Gregory.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I mean, some of these were like X-rated postcards.
Mm-mm.
You know, things were different back then. Nowadays, I don't think that would be going on. But you never know out of the country how they run things. I'm sure like censorship, it really isn't that prominent out of in the other countries other than America. So I don't know. This would bring people to. This would bring people in some parts of Austria to tell children that if they are hit by the birch branches of Krampus, it would give them fertility. Wow.
Okay.
So according to the legend, he is the son of Hel, Norse goddess, the underworld.
Wow.
He is almost always depicted following Santa Claus. Some consider him Santa's evil brother. People claim Krampus was created from paganism, but there is no actual evidence of this.
Interesting.
So, Krampus not. Guess how many years old this is?
I honestly do not know. I didn't even know Santa had a brother.
No, I mean like Krampus night. Like, when was, like, how long has Krampus Night been going on? Like, December, every December 5th, supposedly, this, like, Krampus.
Do I know how long it's been going on? No, I don't celebrate it.
Oh.
How long do I think it's been going on?
Yes, how long do you think? Yes.
I don't know, like, 500 years?
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
Well, over 500 years, but you're pretty close, yeah.
What's the number?
No, it's over 500 years old. Yeah.
Oh.
So there's no actual, like, set date where it actually, like, got created, but it's...
Then how are you going to ask me a question that doesn't actually have a date?
But you said 500 years old. I'm like, oh my God.
I
like,
know,
yeah.
I need to go play the Powerball.
Right, yeah, now. Definitely. I mean, we played it early on.
No, we gotta play it again. Gotta keep going.
So what is Krampus Knot? So in Krampus Knot, December 5th.
Are you saying Krampus Nut?
Krampus Nut. No.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Okay, I want some Krampus Nut, please. I'm in a bistro or whatever. Oh. Whatever. No, that's a corny-ass joke, yeah. I know. So on Krampus Nut, which is December 5th, men dressed as Krampus drink a bunch of alcohol, run through the streets, and frighten children. These Krampus will actually chase unsuspecting tourists down and whip them. Jeez. I don't know, like, what the fuck? Like, I'd probably beat some of them up if they, like, tried whipping me.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
I'm surprised people aren't getting shot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, motherfucker, boom, boom, boom.
But I guess, like, it might be part of the, you know, the celebratory, being that... Christmas, like, or Krampus Christmas spirit, whatever, you know, when the festival's going on, people are getting whipped, like, yes.
Yeah, they're liking it, yeah.
Yes, Merry Krampus.
They're on the naughty list.
Yes, yes. No.
Yeah. If they wait for that day. Hold on, I'm going to hold off before I can get beat at this thing.
To get whatever sick fantasies that they got going on.
Yep.
Gosh, man.
It's wonderful.
So before Christianity hit Austria, December was the month of ghosts and ghouls. Krampusnacht today is celebrated across Europe and has made its way into the United States. Krampusloth parades have went on for decades in Western Austria. They are fresh in the United States. So yes, in the United States, people are celebrating Krampusloth, where they're basically doing the same things that they do in the Western Austria.
Gotcha.
Let me pull up some pictures of what this thing looks like to give you a real good idea. Jeez, they celebrated I thought it said Australia. I was about to say. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it's celebrated in Australia. United States. So I think like states like Louisiana and stuff like would celebrate this. There's actually a Krampus Con, but it's in Kissimmee, Florida.
There's a Florida called Kissimmee.
Yeah, Kissimmee. Kissimmee. Kissimmee, please.
Where do you live, Kissimmee? What?
What?
Like, I'm not kissing you. That's some dorky looking, no. No, psych. No.
So this actually for this year, and then it goes on to January 8th of next year. So it started December 16th to 2022, all the way to January 8th, 2023.
Okay.
For this year, KrampusCon. I wonder what. I'm just curiosity. I just want to see what like goes on in there. Actually, I'll read the description.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So about this event, what is KrampusCon? KrampusCon is a fully immersive experience where that takes guests through a laser swamp, a bone cave, and Krampus's throne room, all while evil elves provide 4 shots, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, to drink throughout the maze. Could you? What? Shots of vodka. And then trying to go through a maze, that's going to take a long time to get.
I bet some people are probably still going through it right now. Remy, we're having a conversation here. Squeak, squeak.
I mean, they have like a whole, 2 weeks to try to get through that maze, right?
I don't know if anybody's
going to. No, it's 3 weeks, actually. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Do you think anyone's going to hear you talking over Remy?
Remy! I'll say Krampus on you.
Krampus.
Be a bad doggy. Stop it, please. All right, and she's gonna be back.
Yep, she'll come right back. She's like, I'm gonna go get another toy.
All right, so photo ops of Krampus are available. A full menu of Krampus' favorite German eats and drinks will be available for purchase before or after the experience. Come early or stay late to enjoy the fully immersive Krampus shot experience while traveling through Krampus's realm. Visitors will first meet an evil elf gatekeeper and drink a special potion. Hold on, bud. Sorry. Wait a minute. I'm back. My bad. All right.
And she's back, too.
And she's back. Wait a minute. We could take our break right here. Or did you even want to take a break?
Okay.
Okay. So we're still going. All right. So, yes. So the evil gatekeeper you meet at this KrampusCon. And, this is a long-ass description, but you pretty much get, like, what KrampusCon is about. I guess it's like a Comic-Con, but it's, you know, it's, you're getting a full experience of, like, Krampus Festival.
Right.
And all that.
Yeah, kind of like the Bigfoot thing they have here, festival.
Mm-hmm.
Like a festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is what people dress up as. This one like looks a little bit like Hellboy.
It does.
Hellboy with a fur coat.
Yeah, and does it got fur boots? The boots with the fur.
Here's another shot. So it looks kind of creepy.
Yeah, some of them are really creepy looking.
They go like surprised like people go all out and
yeah.
And dressing up
so
in this show.
So it wouldn't surprise me if somebody actually looks like that all day. And not just on Krampus Day, but every day. Probably think they're Krampus.
Oh, they get into character really good.
No, I mean like every day.
Oh my God,
live it? Lizard Man and people like that. I bet there's somebody who actually is like, you know what, that looks good on me. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have somebody implant some horns in my
head. My God. Wow. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess
and
that wouldn't surprise me.
They're beard out like ZZ Top, and you know.
Look at this kid's face.
I mean, but he's participating too.
Yeah, he's like, what the?
He's in it. He just doesn't. Okay.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck is going on? Some of these costumes look pretty fucking cool.
They do.
Yeah. So that's in the United States. Los Angeles.
Everybody dresses as like Krampus on Halloween. I mean, not Halloween. Yeah, Halloween.
They want to save it for December 5th.
Yeah. They're like, if I wait a couple days, Krampus is coming. Yep. Okay, got it.
I mean, it'd be a month, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, my God, Remy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. the squeaky, squeaky, squeakertons. Mm-hmm. So Krampuslauf parades have went on for decades in Western Austria. Oh, yeah, I already read that
Remy.
Part. So a mixture of old and new elements. So there's heavy metal music.
Of course there is. How can you not? Yeah. Pretty much.
Hand-carved wooden masks and birch rod switches, you know, for beating the shit out of each other with.
Yeah. I would just take a bath.
That's some, because I could see they probably do, but they have some like mosh pits or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's in their Krampus costumes and
jumping.
They're just jumping toward each other and beating each other with the switches.
That does not sound like a good day to me.
By the end of the night, they're all home and they take off their costumes and you see just. You just like see them. They look like a zebra by the end of the day.
Oh, that does not sound like a good time.
Oh man.
No.
So there's other Krampus versions. Belsnickel, described as being half Saint Nick and half Krampus, made from Germans and was thought to have been brought over to America into Pennsylvania Dutch communities. I guess in Pennsylvania, they celebrate this Bernsnickel there. Frau Perchta, a female described as a witch in Austria and Bavaria, goes around during the 12 days of Christmas, rewarding the good and punishing the bad.
What did they have in Young Frankenstein? The lady's name was Frau Blücher or something like that.
Really?
I wonder if that's where they got the name from. Yeah.
I don't know. Frau Perchta?
Yeah.
Mm.
I swear.
Or maybe Young Frankenstein got that from there.
Let me see if I can look it up.
Go ahead. She is hardcore with her punishments.
Yeah, she is hardcore in the movie, too.
Oh, so that's probably where they got that from. All right, so go ahead. Look it up.
I was just going to YouTube it. Go ahead and continue.
So she's hardcore with her punishments.
Yeah.
Said to cut open the stomachs of...
Some animals that...
No.
Need to know about.
Of naughty children and remove their...
Oh, my goodness.
Remove their organs.
Okay.
And replaces them with stones and hay. Wow. La Befana. In Italy, visits children on...
Yeah, right here. I found it.
Okay. Ooh. Gonna play some audio? Play a video?
Yeah, but it's gonna be a minute.
Video recording. Oh my god, it's so sweet.
1974.
Wow.
This movie came out. He's hitting the knockers.
Doctor. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, not those knockers, pervert. Freaking man pigs. Here we go.
I am Paul Blücher.
There you go. That was it. That was the entertaining part I was going to tell you about.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you got to watch the movie. She does more throughout the movie.
All right.
her character is insane.
That's probably Fabruha. Fabruha.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear the La Befana?
Our babies deserve our best. That's why Enfamil never stops.
I was just letting everybody know that. Make sure your baby has their best. Sorry, that was a commercial.
No, you're good. La Befana in Italia.
Oh, my God.
Visits children on January 5th and leaves things in their stockings. If good, candy. If bad, rocks or charcoal.
I mean, what if you were, like, bad in a good way?
Oh, like Michael Jackson bad?
Yeah.
I you know, you probably like have like a couple $100,000 in your stocking or something.
I mean, yeah, I just don't, they don't really specify what bad is.
Mm-mm.
They just assume bad. They just said bad. But there's different bad.
But yeah, bad nowadays. There's like a good bad? There's like 10 different types of bad.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh my God. Kalikanzori in Greece, these goblin-like creatures bring mischief to people's homes during the 12 days of Christmas, entering homes through the chimney of or doors. Methods of warding them off include a pig's jaw, a black-handled knife, strings of flax and fire. Oh my gosh.
So, that's insane, dude.
That's you know, other types of things like kind of like related to like Krampus style, but mm-hmm. other than that, like Krampus is an evil entity, in folklore.
Krampus.
He was like made up to make sure children really act really really good, or else really bad things will happen to them.
And maybe that's the difference with now children, mm-hmm. is because maybe people don't, you know, people tell people stories, you know, that Santa's not real or Krampus is not real. And that's why children are just acting too bad these days.
Yeah, there's really no good storytelling in, like, especially inside families anymore. Right. Mainly... Where you would hear these stories are from podcasts like this, or, you know, sometimes TV shows would like show them on like specials or whatever. But folklores are, you know, meant to stay alive, you know, by, you know, through forms like us and through media. And it's very important because, you know, they were made for a reason, yeah. made to
make sure the children are good and mm-hmm. not naughty.
Definitely. You know, and that's why this is, like, very important. I feel like we're doing, like, a justice
oh
of,
my
like,
God. Okay, sure.
Love bringing up this important folklore. And, yeah, and it's fun, especially around this season time. You know, I've been wanting to talk about it. It's like for the last Christmas, I wanted to talk about Krampus, but we didn't get to. But I'm glad that we got to we get to talk about it this Christmas time.
I agree.
Yeah, definitely. Other than that, there's no like real sightings of Krampus.
Just in the festivals.
Thank God.
Like one.
Thank God there isn't a real Krampus.
Yeah, true.
Because I think children would really be
good,
you know, on their act right if there was a real Krampus. Because nowadays, the population population would be really low. Because there's like so many bad.
There is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So you got any final thoughts on this Krampus?
Nope. It's kind of interesting, but at the same time, thank God it's not real, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That would be kind of scary to see around December 5th.
Mm. Yeah.
I would be scared. I would be hiding in the house.
As long as you act good, though. I mean,
I can't. That's my problem. Maybe that's my problem is because I know I'm not.
See, what? Again, like, what's the criteria of, you know, I guess maybe bad, if you're bad, like, stealing and stuff like that, that's, I guess that puts you in Krampus's list. Because then he'll be rubbing his hands and just waiting until December 5th to put you in his,
correct,
in his sack and bring you down to the underworld and
that's just crazy.
Fucking,
that's scary.
Fucking torture you, you
that's
know.
That's crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
That is such a difference between what Santa Claus is and what Krampus is.
But, anyways, my final thoughts, yeah, just like what I said, I'm glad to keep this folklore alive through our media and other media. Hopefully they do it around this time. Keep it like a yearly tradition thing. And then there is actually other sorts of folklores and entities other than Krampus. And just like looking into it, like the you know, the dark side of Christmas, I didn't even know there was like other monsters or whatever. We'll have to do something different for the next year around to talk around like a different monster.
True.
So there's definitely others out
there. Do they have like a New Year's Eve monster?
Oh, I have to look into that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll be our next upcoming episode. I'll have to look into New Year's Eve folklore or whatever. I'm sure there has to be something. Definitely like the Y2K thing wouldn't be. Was that a theory or something? No.
No.
It was just like a scare thing. Yeah, sort of like the Mayan 2012 like a thing. Yeah.
Crazy prediction.
I don't know if that's worth talking about. I may maybe just like dabble into it, I guess, but see if there's anything there. But okay. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in again. Hopefully you like this episode. If you do, you know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to your podcast. Leave a like. Share the podcast to help the podcast grow. What else can you do? Oh, yeah, and rate the podcast, preferably a 5. Preferably 5 stars. It brings us up in the ratings. And anything else, Cass?
Nope, that's it, everybody. Hope everybody has. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay warm. Mm-hmm. And
happy holidays.
And love, peace, and chicken grease. You're not saying it with me.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, where were you? You're just smiling at me.
Just going like...
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're scary.
Cassie's grandpa does this thing where he's like... He's hearing you talk, or maybe he's hearing
you
talk.
He's not hearing you. He's just
looking and smiling and nodding in agreement.
So, maybe in his head he's thinking, I'm so glad I can't hear these people talk. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm ready this time.
All right. Ready?
Yep. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Bye.
Peace out. Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Wait, no. It's jingle bell. Jingle bell. Do-do-do. Do-do-do. All right. Bye-bye.